This is Omaha Magazine Managing Editor Daisy Hutzel-Rodman for KVNO's Arts at 8:30. And here are your top five Best of Omaha events for the next few weeks. The first event is the winner of 35 major awards, including a Grammy Award and three Tonys. It was named the defining musical of the decade by the New York Times. I'm talking about the Broadway phenomenon Wicked, which is at the Orpheum Theater from April 27 through May 15. What is May known for if not Cinco de Mayo? While the big crowd will be in South Omaha for the parade and festivities there, my choice for Cinco de Mayo fun is the concert by Rosendo Robles. Robles is a Mexican-American singer-songwriter of regional Mexican music, and he lives in Omaha. Robles is known for playing a variety of styles, such as the polka-esque Norteño, the narrative corridos, and others. He will be at the Jewel on May 5th. The next event has long been one of my favorite events here in Omaha, and this year it proves to be even more exciting. The International Omaha is back. While many might not think of this as the arts, this year's event spotlights vaulting, which is a combination of acrobatics and horseback riding. I know I'm looking forward to this. Burlington Capital International Omaha will be at CHI Health Center May 6 through 8. The fourth artist has been around since I was in high school. We won't talk about how long that's been, but Amy Grant has been around for a while, and she has crossed over from contemporary Christian music to straight pop music, and has even been known as an author and television host. She will be at Holland Performing Arts Center on May 19. The last event is One Night with Felipe Esparza, comedian and actor known for his stand-up specials They're Not Gonna Laugh at You, Translate This, and his latest dual release on Netflix, Bad Decisions, Malas Decisiones. Felipe Esparza will be at The Waiting Room May 21. For Arts at 8:30 on KVNO, I am managing editor Daisy Hutzel-Rodman with Omaha Magazine, and that was your top five Best of Omaha.